You are so dumb.
No, it froze on me.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah, I had to leave for it to work.
Okay. Well, now hopefully all technicalities are out of the way and we can start this episode. Welcome back to Grandma's Pillbox, episode 14. We're sponsored by Castaway Club Clothing. Use code PILLBOX to get 10% off of your order. Gentlemen, it's good to see you guys.
It's good to see
Good
you.
to see y'all.
It's been a few days since we all saw each other, and in a few more, we will all be seeing each other again.
Yes, it'll be a fun time getting together, shooting guns at each other.
Guns, filming lots of content. I've got some great ideas.
The battle for Great Bear Lake.
The battle for Great Bear. Oh, it's gonna be fun. I don't know who all is gonna have weapons, but when you boys are packing, bring some long pants because there's a lot of poison ivy.
Fucking hell.
There is just so much poison ivy, it's not even funny. So, like, long sleeves if you got gloves, if you got, like, boots, and I don't know.
I'm going
I don't know.
shirtless.
You're gonna die. You're just dead.
How?
Dan, are you snapping?
Oh no, those. Why do I have batteries in my hand? I think I just. I think I just had them.
Dan is
I think I'm
fidgeting.
just fidgeting.
Dan is fidgeting. Yeah, so for everybody that's a new follower, we've gotten a few followers over the past few days from our presence on social media. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Want to say what's up to all of you guys. Thanks for coming by and checking us out. I'm Liam, joined by Dan and Thomas. We're just a group of buddies filming a podcast and having fun.
You're gonna lose all your hard work after this podcast. Just saying.
No. dude, I feel like sunglasses on, off, I don't know. So yeah, today we just wanted to get together for, film something. Dan brought up the great idea. You know what, Dan, why don't you
Well,
tell us the idea for the episode?
the boys have been making content in my absence, which you guys have been doing a stellar job. But I saw Thomas posted a video, blunt rotation between the Yetis, and I thought, okay, this is pretty fun, but let's take it up a notch. Nightmare blunt rotations featuring creatures from folklore of all kinds.
I like that idea, Dan. I like it.
God damn it, Thomas.
I'm ready. I'm ready for this podcast.
Okay.
Dan, that is a great idea. That is a great idea. And it's
So
very fitting.
the rules are simple. We each pick five things from folklore or mythology to smoke to have a blunt rotation.
Yes.
Can I put it out there? I would never smoke a blunt, but the idea does not sound right if you say joint rotation.
It's just
Yeah,
it's
that's
just the
true.
name. It's just the name.
Why are you anti-blunt, Thomas?
I don't like, the wrap the wrapping
Yeah, the
papers.
Swishers.
Yeah, I don't like the swishers.
The King
I don't know,
Palms.
just it's like I'll hit it, but I prefer the joint. I prefer the joint.
Yeah, it definitely, there's a different feel, and especially if they sneak a little tobacco in with the bud, then it's like, whoa, what are we doing here? It's like I didn't expect to get a be a Nick fiend after this.
Dan, you've got your list ready for
Oh
the
yeah,
blunt
it's on
rotation?
top of
Alright,
my head.
I think we go one by one, and then we can give a little explanation why, and maybe all of us can have a
Oh,
little discussion on like what we think about
some
that character.
conversation.
Yeah, just a little
Yes.
something. So Dan, your idea. Why don't you go with your number one draft pick?
My number one draft pick?
Yeah, like your number one. Oh wait, are we doing? Yeah,
Oh,
go.
these are not in order. I'm
No, they're
just like
not.
this is just what
All
this
right,
is
just go
just
with
what
the
I came
first
up
guy on
with.
your list. Just go with the first guy on your list.
Okay. So first guy on my list in the nightmare blunt rotation. Hold on, my brother's calling me real quick. I'm sorry.
All right, we can edit it.
Yeah, we'll edit
No, I'm
this.
recording. What you need?
So, Thomas, do we
What?
want to do like we each
I
go
know
down the
I'm
line
on.
and say one, or should we do like all five at
Oh, you're
once?
outside?
No.
I told you
All
I'm
of us
locking the
say
door. All
one
right,
and then we
I'll
talk
be out
about
here
it.
in a minute. Hold on.
so like we can either roast each other for it or like, you know, just discuss it. But I think it'll be easier if we do it one at a time, and then maybe.
I ripped it right before we went live.
Oh, not too bad.
Which is why I needed the sunglasses on.
Just.
Sorry, gentlemen. I'm
It's all good.
No worries. This gives me a little bit of time to think about more guys.
Okay, so number one in my list of mythological creatures in my nightmare blood rotation, the Wendigo. Now, the Wendigo is, you've probably seen it in popular media. It's that giant, creature with, like, a deer head, like a deer head skull. Like a deer skull for a head, right? So it's like an evil spirit in Native American folklore, right?
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, like, what's it called? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think they kill it's an evil spirit that kills like greedy people, but most of the time it just doesn't distinguish which is greedy or which is evil. It just kills just to kill, right? But that's
Jesus.
But like looking up a Wendigo, that thing is freaky. So that's why it's number one on my nightmare blunt rotation.
Well, if they kill greedy people, then that's probably a good like security man to have around. If someone starts getting a little greedy with the blood,
you know, the son's been taking a little bit too many hits.
Yeah, he kills them.
All right, number two on my list.
Wait, here. You say that, we'll go to Thomas next. No worries.
Okay, this one doesn't compare, and I don't even know if it counts under your category, but a Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, that counts for sure.
Okay, he's not even evil, so this one sucks. Oh my god.
No, it's good. It's literally just any, like, character or anything.
All right, well, okay, Nightmare... Like, that'd be a nightmare, okay? Smoking, sharing the blunt with the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Just staring at it.
I haven't seen the Hunchback of Notre Dame in a while. Did he have any, like, weird quirks or anything?
He is a giant hunchback. And he lives in Notre Dame.
Clip that. Oh my god, Thomas, you're a goof. You're an absolute goof. Okay, yeah, I like that pick. I'm gonna go with my first pick. It's gonna be, I might be mistaken, but the Greek god Dionysus, who is the god of like wine or party or something.
Imagine drinking wine.
So, now if we just flip this guy from wine into modern day, he would be the king of the bud. Or the god of bud.
He was the son of the supreme god Zeus.
Yes, the son of Zeus. And he would bring all the materials, and it would just be endless supplies. So he's the plug.
Dude! Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
He's the plug for my rotation.
Fair enough.
So, like... As the blunt goes around, he literally is just rolling up another one.
Yes. Yes. No, there might be four or five in rotation.
If you really want to get into it, I would argue that every time it comes back to you, it's full.
Yes, true. Or it's like anytime he touches it, it refills.
Yes. He takes out the ash, throws in some more. Just to get some more hemp paper around that or something.
Yeah, true. Or, all right, Dan.
It could be the bong. He just keeps refilling the bong.
Yeah, there you go. It's like the Midas touch. When he touches it, everything's clean. Everything's brand new.
Number two on my list would be a leprechaun. Nothing specific. I don't know if there's any specific like thing in mythology, but I'd smoke with a leprechaun. Nothing specific, but like having like a little dude who shits out gold and rainbows. I'm gonna be calling him like Lucky the Leprechaun or some shit. Heart, stars and horseshoes, clovers and blue moons, hourglass and rainbow. Wait, hourglasses and rainbows and tasty red balloons. There you go. I did it.
Bingo, you got it. Okay, leprechaun.
You're a leprechaun.
I have no.
You got no opinion on that?
I think it's a good pick. It's like my hunchback one. It's not evil, but you know, like.
He'll be a good hang.
Yeah. So, Dan's got Wendigo and the fucking
leprechaun.
just the scary all ass right. dude.
Thomas, you're next.
Skinwalker.
You are a skinwalker.
Wait.
You got slobber all over it, man.
No, the slobber.
I don't know. The skinwalker is scary. I thought, you know, I gotta add him to the rotation.
Yes, I agree. Oh man, that, you know, my next pick, which is my number two pick, is kind of gives off similar vibes to Skinwalker, and that's Slenderman.
You know, I have some feelings about that pick.
Yeah, so let me share mine first. All right, Slenderman shows up no matter where you are. He's in a suit. He's decked out, tuxedo. Or maybe I'm just thinking of the Roblox character. All right, let's go naked, Slenderman, all white. He's not gonna say anything. He's not gonna weird eye you, and his arms are gonna be long enough to that where he could grab the blunt. Like, even if we're all in like a circle, like you're like 8 feet away, he goes. All right, Thomas, let's hear why you don't think Slenderman's good.
Wait, let me set this up real quick.
I think he'd just be awkward as fuck, because he doesn't talk and shit.
How is he smoking the blunt?
Yeah, he's got
he
no
has
mouth.
No mouth. He's
Well, you can argue that with the Wendigo, because he's just his head is just all bone. He has no lips.
I feel like he's just going to be a, like... You know, sometimes, okay, this never happens, but if someone hits the joint or the blunt, and then they don't even breathe it in, they just go...
Oh, yeah, like the first-time smokers?
Yeah, that's what I feel like it would be. It'd be like, you're wasting the blunt, man.
Yeah. They're just pulling it just to have it sit among their teeth.
And I don't know, Slenderman, he just... I guess I could make the same argument for Dan's leprechaun, but I feel like him being so high, I don't know, I feel like it's too intimidating.
That's fair.
He's just too tall.
That's fair. All right, Dan.
Next one on the list, Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan. Isn't that
the giant fucking lumberjack? And he has a blue ox? Well, do I have to say more? Do you know how many stories he has? Like, he can make, like, anything. Like, I don't know. He probably has a million stories about chopping down trees and shit, and it could be interesting.
Paul Bunyan.
And no. You know what? His blue ox will be a plus one, so it's not, like, it doesn't really count. But that shit will be yeah. freaky to look at.
True.
I think it'd be pretty sick.
Yeah. How tall is that dude? Like, tall as trees, right?
Let's look it up.
Alright, Paul Bunyan height. We got 7 feet.
Find his... Oh, okay.
Not as tall as no.
I mean, that's still tall, but...
He's like 94 feet.
Whoa!
What are our sources here? Mine is Wisconsin History.
Oh, mine is the Disney Wiki.
Oh... Disney.
All right.
Shout out Disney.
I'll trust Disney.
That shit is. I mean, every depiction I've ever seen of Paul Bunyan, he's just fucking huge.
Treasure, we need our comic. Oh, that gives me a good idea. Oh yes.
I like that one, Dan. Right. You know, he's not that scary. He's just tall. And I think you're right. He's gonna have a hella amount of stories to tell. Like, he'll probably take one hit and just talk about how, like, a tree talked to him or something.
Yeah, true. He would be the epic storyteller.
Alright. Is that...
Thomas, you're next.
Is that a tornado siren?
Oh, can you hear that? Yeah, that's probably me.
Is there a tornado going by?
Nah. We'll be good.
Alright, I guess. I'll keep going. Number three, I've got... I don't know if you guys know this, but it's Fenring. I think it is a Viking type of... Okay, well, it's from the game Valheim, but I swear to God, it's like part of Viking lore. Where it's like a...
Fenring,
yeah,
gotcha.
And it's like a... Yeah, and it's like a... I don't know, just like a...
Yeah, it's like a werewolf.
Like,
yeah. Sweet looking. I like it. It's a sweet choice. Yeah. Yeah, it's a sweet choice. Yeah, it looks like he's in Valheim, like you said, which is a game I've never played, so I can't really comment on that. Jeez, you guys are picking some good, like, mythological ones. I think I gotta go with the mythical character of sober Jesse Pinkman.
What the fuck? I'll give you a mulligan for that one. That was funny. I'll give you that.
No, I actually want to think of like a historical creature, and I think I'm gonna go, or like a folklore guy, and I think. A cool one I always liked was out of New Jersey.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Yeah, the Mothman is so sweet. Just his look and his flight patterns.
Freaky.
The fact he's addicted to light, so he's always going to be like fiending for the next hit. He's going to be like, ooh. And also he's got some wings, so if nobody can drive, he can fly over to McDonald's and get some food.
That's pretty good.
Alright, Dan.
Oh, wait. Wait, no, that's already three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on number four.
Shit, what was his... The Kraken.
That's a great choice.
Like, I don't know. I kind of thought of it off the top of my head because I kind of forgot my fourth one. But I think uh-huh. The Kraken. No, actually, no. I remember my fourth one. I'm sorry. All right. Nice. Scrap the Kraken.
Scrapping.
The Doolahan. Or, to some people, the Headless Horseman.
Oh,
yes.
That'll be sweet.
He
that would be sweet. Dude, you got two guys with skull heads.
It depends on what, because in Irish folklore, because it's an Irish folk, he's depicted as like he tends to hold his head most of the time, but it's usually a helmet.
Oh, okay.
Or there's some depictions where...
Not a pumpkin?
There's some depictions, yeah, where he does have the pumpkin, and there's some depictions where he doesn't even have the helmet at all. He's just headless. No, yeah.
Jeez.
You know, I think you should go with the one with the helmet, so, like, someone would pass the joint, and, like, I don't know how I could describe it, but, like, imagine, like, this is my helmet, or whatever, and it's like, you piss me the joint, it goes like this. And, like, he's, like, smoking it from his helmet. Like, imagine.
No. But here's what we could do. Do you remember that he was featured in the hit movie Shrek, where they poured, like, wine down his, like, his armor and shit? Like where his neck would be?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if you put, like, another blunt in there, he could probably hotbox. He could probably hotbox whatever area we're in.
That would be funny. Or it's Alfred, or wait, no. The Elric brother that's...
Alphonse?
In the...
Yeah.
Yeah, Alphonse. It's like Alphonse. Yeah, it just like circulates around, it's stuck in him, and then like the Kraken's like, yo, let me get another hit, and he just opens off a piece of armor, takes a rip.
I like that one, Dan.
Classic.
Wait, would he be on his
I
horse?
do as well.
It would be technically his vehicle.
Oh.
So,
Is the horse and the blue ox, are they beefing?
well, no, the blue ox actually has some sort of sentience, if I'm not mistaken. The horse is just a fucking horse.
Yeah. I mean, in some of these pictures, the horse looks badass.
Oh, he probably is.
I don't know how I'm feeling. I feel like I'm just gonna get an anxiety attack from this blunt rotation so far.
That's why it's called
Dan.
Nightmare Blunt Rotation.
Wendigo,
Yeah.
Leprechaun, Paul Bunyan, Headless Horseman. I feel like there's just too much, like, going on.
That's the
Like,
point.
you close your eyes because you're, like, freaking out, and then you open them, and then you just see all of
A leprechaun next to
Paul Bunyan.
the
All right.
That is a crazy squad. All right, let's see what you got,
Number
Thomas.
four, the Grim Reaper.
Okay, I like that.
Nice.
A force
It's a
of
great
nature. I
choice.
think.
It's a great choice. You going with like cartoonized Billy and Mandy Grim Reaper or
Billy!
like real
Family Guy. Family
Billy?
Guy Grim Reaper.
Oh,
If I could choose a
okay.
specific Grim Reaper, it'd be the Family Guy Grim Reaper, okay? I feel like he probably has. He's funny in the show, so I'd imagine he's funny
You
when
know
he's
what
not.
Grim Reaper I would smoke with?
True.
Death from Soul Eater. That Grim Reaper. You ever seen Soul Eater, Liam?
Oh, true.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes, I have. It's a great show. Great anime. Yeah, that dude's sick. I was thinking about Soul Eater when, because the guy I was gonna say next is also kind of like related to that whole Soul Eater era of like, you know, what
Right.
time it takes place, which is, or I guess more of like Britain, but
Jack.
like Jack the Ripper.
But did he act? Isn't he a real person, though?
Yeah, he is, but you know, Soul Eater takes place in like the London streets is pretty
Right,
much what it's
right. I wouldn't
based
say
off of.
it takes place in that era,
And
more just like it was inspired by. So yeah, no, I can see that, yeah.
yeah, I was inspired by it. That's it. It kind of reminded me of that. But yeah, okay, the Grim Reaper, that's sweet. So yeah, I guess my next one, I kind of got ahead of myself, but is Jack the
Fuck.
Ripper. I feel like he would just
I
be
don't think I'd want him
insane,
around.
just crazy. Yeah, that's what it
Like,
lights the nightmare though.
he only
Like,
murdered
the thing might
women,
get.
but still, I wouldn't want him around.
Yeah, okay.
It's interesting to have. Well, I don't know. I guess Dionysus is like a regular looking person too. So he does.
Yeah, he's the normal guy.
All right.
But I've got mostly humanoid things. I've got no like, you know,
Yeah.
no like animals or anything, which I might need to do for number five. But first, Dan, number five, what are you rocking with? What rounds
So
out
I
your
want to
lineup?
say this guy just because he would seem like a cool guy. Also, he was just the basis for so many characters I enjoy. But I do have to give an honorable mention at the end.
Okay. Oh,
So
yes.
my fifth pick would be Sun Wukong from Chinese mythology. So Sun Wukong was the
Sun
blueprint for characters like Goku, and then if you played Pokemon,
Wukong.
Infernape. So Sun
Yep.
Wukong was like a demigod. He was like half man, half monkey. And I forgot like what god he broke
Dang.
into, but like he basically stole this dude's fire, so becoming like a fire ape. I don't know, but he just seemed like a cool adventurer. But my honorable.
I feel like there's a lot
Oh
of
yeah.
characters based off of him. Just like, yeah, there's so
Journey to the
many. I mean,
West is
like,
just Journey to the West is probably like
literally
where
the
he gets
mu
like, you know, it's just,
the monkey from Hunter
yeah,
Hunter,
it's
like one of
just
the
the
Zodiacs. That
basis for a
dude's
lot of
Sun
storytelling,
Wukong.
really. Now my
Yeah, it
honorable
is.
mention,
No,
oh, my
you
honorable
know the. Oh,
mention would
sorry.
have to
Go
be Cthulhu.
ahead.
Yeah, I like that.
I think he'd probably just scare people, to be honest. But, you know, if he's as big as, like, Paul Bunyan, I'm pretty sure Paul Bunyan would be like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Paul's your enforcer.
No,
nobody's messing with the
blood. He keeps everyone safe. I like him. But no, I think Son...
Yeah, him and the Winnebago.
The Winnebago. The Winnebago. Wendigo.
Wendigo. The Go Daddy.
Alright, do I give my last one?
Yes, you do.
Frankenstein.
That's gonna have to be a plus.
Great. You going with like cartoon Frankenstein or like OG like book we read in high school?
OG Frankenstein. Well, okay. Well, I think Frankenstein wasn't even the monster then. If we're going off of the book,
well, Frankenstein
yeah, was the goon, yeah, the guy who made the. Yeah, he was the scientist. Monster. Okay. Well. I guess I have to be more specific. Frankenstein's monster.
There you go. Okay.
But,
beautiful.
I don't know. I feel like, he's got electricity running through his veins. Maybe he could just... Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he could always spark up at any
exactly.
point.
Like, the joint, the blunt is dying. Just like... There you go. You guys... I like Dan and yours, too. Like, you guys have been relating it to... how they make the blunt rotation better. I've just been naming right.
Yeah. Well, when Dan said nightmare blunt rotation, I kind of formed it into like, what's the god tier rotation? but like just guys that come off the top of my head, like what would they provide to my rotation?
All
right. Let's see. I'm having a tough time thinking of my last one. I'm not sure if I want to take it like more folklore or do something funny or what. You know what? I got it.
The Kill Blizzard.
I'm gonna do the
Swamp Man.
The Swamp Man. Look that up. So the Swamp Man is a man just like covered in seaweed and dirt and mud, and he is not gonna touch the blunt until it's the roach, and then he'll kill the roach. He's the roach eater, because I feel like similar to Thomas, what you said about the North American Bigfoot, he'd just be too soggy, too slobbery, too wet, like, yeah.
Wait, I gotta confirm. Hey, is this who you're talking about?
Yeah, that guy.
That's funny.
That was the, him and Mothman, and like Slenderman and Bigfoot are like the only guys that I could think of. Like the
May
only,
I say
like,
an honorable
those
mention?
Types of things.
Yeah,
of course.
Holy
keep going.
Fuck, did I just forget? No, wait. Oh, no.
It'll come back to you, Dan. I hope. No.
Yeah.
I might consider the shark from Jaws.
I got it. The short-faced bear. North American short-faced bear.
Thomas, can you do a short-faced bear impersonation?
Let me look up the question, or I mean the picture.
Can you first just do like a yell, like a short-faced bear growl?
You guys are fucking animals.
Okay, short-faced bear getting added to the rotation.
The most dominant apex,
he'd get the invite. I feel like he'd bail
in
though.
The North American server. Yes.
The NA server.
I'm sorry, but I think the bear is just eating the whole blunt and then killing the vibe.
Oh, he's a vibe killer.
He alright.
He chillin'. Honorable mention for me.
True.
Games Nick.
I feel like Nick would be
He's just a caveman.
He's the caveman that's in Afghanistan killing our troops.
Dude, literally.
My honorable mention.
That's such a good one. Oh, characters from movies.
Okay, whole, that can be like the next like podcast. Because if we're doing characters from movies, then I have to think about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you probably got some good ones. We can save that, or maybe you do that as like a reel or something. That would be a good reel. We're at 30 minutes right now. Do you guys want to continue, or you want to move on to something else?
We can kill it. I don't know. I gotta get ready for bed. I'm really trying to wake up.
You're a grown ass man. You can go to bed whenever you want.
Yeah, I'm. I'm trying to get fully packed up before I gotta leave.
When do you leave? Tuesday? Tomorrow?
I'm gonna leave tomorrow after work, yeah. Go straight up there from work.
Straight up to Michigan? Michigan, yeah. Address 21934. give out the coordinates.
Dude, you were reading off my high school ID number.
I don't know why. That's the first number I can think of. It's engraved into my brain.
That's, too long. Okay, but yeah, we can end it off here. Thanks everybody for watching. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you did, check out our reels, check out everything else we've done. Check out the gun show from Thomas. Expect more reels coming out. We're running a disc golf series Thomas right now on TikTok and Instagram. And it's, Thomas is a homunculus. If you haven't seen that video on YouTube, go see it.
I used to believe that shit.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate.
Like, I wanted to do that.
Wait, believe
like
what?
Like, a homunculi? Wait. The Russian homunculi? Where the guy, he put...
Fuck?
Yeah, no, Thomas, you gotta watch this video.
It was a myth, but it's, the guy, he puts, like, a syringe full of his own semen into a, an egg. Like a chicken egg, and then it hatches into some like monstrosity that starts like doing shit.
A very small human or humanoid creature is what it says, but I believe you.
You gotta watch the video. The OG video is like a god level video.
Jesus.
It's an internet classic.
I agree. I would agree.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you for spending this half an hour with me.
It was a blast. You know what? Next episode.
It was a blast.
Make a godlike homunculus with people like with cells from around the world. Like if I were to make a godlike being, I would have to make like NBA Youngboy with Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather. Mr. Killdozer to be continued.
To be continued. And Wendigo.
And the Wendigo.
Wendigo.
Winnebago.
Alright, see you gentlemen in Michigan.
I'm glad I wasted your time today. 35 minutes. That's 35 minutes you idiots aren't going to get back. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what you could have done in 35 minutes? But no, we had to talk about the nightmare blunt rotation.
Well, you know, they could have done anything. They could have mowed the lawn, you know, go work out.
Very true. Very true.
That's true, and they chose to spend that with us. So, thank you. Merch will be dropping soon. New videos.
Merch?
Sometime.
Wait.
Merch? If anybody around the Grandma's Pillbox metaverse has artistic skills and is interested in putting together a t-shirt design, we'd love We'd love to fill, to take a look at those. So just email us some PSDs or PDFs, grandmaspillbox@gmail.com. We'll take a look and then we'll get some merch out
just
for
sounds
you
like free
guys.
labor.
I'll wear the
Thanks,
merch
everybody.
to every podcast.
Oh, so will I. I'll wear the Grandma's Pillbox beanie with a little pill
Dude,
right in
that's
front,
another
and it's
Dingle
purple.
merch. All right, we're selling out. We're selling.
Do you want to show the.
Woo! We get
We're
100 likes
selling.
for one video, and then now we're
Liam, do
selling
you want to
out.
show the audience your bald spot?
Yes.
Cannot see it.
How
You
was
know
that?
what? A for
I
effort.
didn't see it.
I'm not bald.
This is what you did, Liam.
Look at my bald spot.
Proceeds to show.
All right, how about now?
It's
Yeah.
pretty bad. It's
Bald.
pretty bad, Liam.
Bald.
Ah.
Bald.
Soy.
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 All right, but... Oh
Oh
my god,
God, I'm
dude.
gonna throw
You know,
Nick off
like,
the tube so hard.
Oh, I
He's
hope.
not
No, he
gonna
will. He
go in the
will
water though.
definitely be going on the tube, and I want to see him just fly off. I want to see him fly off the fucking
Dude.
tube.
I can't even
gonna.
imagine what it's gonna be like. His limp body just flailing across the water
I'm
as we're
gonna.
going like 30 miles an hour. And we hit a jump and the tube completely flips over and his body just drops like a
I just want to
brick.
get a video of like Mick like soaring through the sky and just like he's just, you know, flying.